This is a Federal News Network podcast.
Coming up on today's Federal Newscast, cabinet secretaries get their marching orders on the White House's Buy American initiative. Many advocacy groups want the president and Congress to issue more protections for federal whistleblowers. And the Defense Department gets new leadership, though one of them isn't so new. These stories and more in today's Federal Newscast. Welcome to today's episode of the Federal Newscast. I'm Eric White. President Joe Biden told cabinet secretaries to take a hard look at their agency spending to make sure they're meeting the goals of his January Buy American executive order. Biden told agency leaders to be prepared to report back to him at the next cabinet meeting on their progress. Biden's executive order outlines five goals, including a new director of Made in America at OMB, a cross-agency review of domestic preferences, and increased oversight and definitions to enable stricter enforcement by agencies. Defense and civilian agencies are partnering up during the fourth annual National Supply Chain Integrity Month. Federal News Network's Jason Miller tells us how.
The Counterintelligence and Security Agency, CISA, the FCC, and DOD's Center for the Development of Security Excellence kicked off an effort in April to enhance supply chain risk management. The agencies released a series of best practices reminders and plan to hold events to further educate federal, state, and local governments and industry about how to address supply chain risks. The Counterintelligence and Security Center also released new supply chain risk management information for the technology, energy, health, and manufacturing sectors. Jason Miller, Federal News Network.
Over 250 organizations are calling on the President and Congress to pass stronger whistleblower protection laws. They want to give federal employee whistleblowers the right to a jury trial. The groups say administrative protections for federal employees are practically non-existent right now because the Merit Systems Protection Board has been without a quorum for over 4 years. The Government Accountability Project and Project on Government Oversight are among the groups looking for congressional action. Another attempt to relieve a Social Security penalty for federal retirees. More on that from Federal News Network's Nicola Grisco.
House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Richard Neal reintroduced legislation that would offset the windfall elimination provision. The WEP reduces Social Security benefits for a subset of federal employees and other public sector workers who also had a private sector job. The bill would partially alleviate the penalty on those retirees. Neal and other House members have tried multiple times to address the WEP through legislation. This bill has nearly 150 co-sponsors. Nicola Grisco, Federal News Network.
A familiar face is headed back into the DOD financial management realm. President Biden says he plans to nominate Mike McCord to be the Pentagon's comptroller and chief financial officer. McCord served in the same position during the final 2 years of the Obama administration. He was the number two official in the DOD's comptroller's office for 5 years before that. President Biden makes an unconventional pick to head up the Defense Department's acquisition bureaucracy. Federal News Network's Jared Serbu has more.
The White House says the president will nominate Mike Brown as the next Undersecretary of Defense for Acquisition and Sustainment. Brown is currently the director of the Defense Innovation Unit. That's the small organization that's been working for the last several years to build DOD's ties with Silicon Valley and other companies that don't do much business with the Pentagon. In recent memory, all of DOD's previous acquisition chiefs have come from backgrounds in the defense industry or the Pentagon itself. Jared Serbu, Federal News Network.
Every command in the military will immediately conduct a climate survey on sexual assault and harassment prevention policies and enforcement. The assessment is an attempt by the Defense Department to crack down on rising assaults and harassment. The surveys will be used to help each service identify high-risk installations. The deadline for completing the surveys is at the end of the month. Military families who care for people with autism will see changes in medical benefits by the end of the year. Federal News Network Scott Massioni reports.
The military's comprehensive autism care demonstration program is expanding to give more support to the 16,000 military children with the disease. Care navigators will be assigned to families to help them find their way through the military health system and get the resources they need. Parents will also be able to get guidance and training by telehealth, and parents will be given greater involvement in the development of their child's care plan. Changes will begin to take effect on May 1st and will finish by the end of the year. Scott Massioni, Federal News Network.
The IRS is seeking volunteers to serve on its taxpayer advocacy panel. It's a federal advisory committee that listens to taxpayer concerns and makes taxpayer experience recommendations to the agency's leadership. Members report to the Treasury Secretary, the Commissioner of the IRS, and the National Taxpayer Advocate. New members serve a three-year term starting this December. The new members will serve a three-year term starting this December. Individuals can apply for the position until May 14th. And the IRS sheds more light on how it's handling COVID-19 among its workforce. Federal News Network's Jory Heckman has an update for us.
The number of IRS employees who report testing positive for COVID-19 increased after the agency reopened facilities for limited operations last spring and summer. The Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration finds 3,400 IRS employees as of the end of this February have tested positive for COVID-19 throughout the pandemic. In February, 336 employees tested positive. Jory Heckman, Federal News Network.
You can find more information about these stories at federalnewsnetwork.com. Search Federal Newscast. Subscribe to the Federal Newscast on Podcast One or Apple Podcasts. And stay up to date on your agency's response to the coronavirus with our coronavirus resource page. I'm Eric White.